That was Blondie there with End to End, and indeed it is the end. It is the end of All Brown Shoe for at the end of its third year. This is this is show number 53, and it is the final All Brown Shoe. Let the celebrations commence. It's been a long journey, to use the cliche stereotype, but it's been quite fun. Fun for me, probably more fun for me than it has been for you, the long-suffering listener. But anyway, I'm going to try and celebrate the best that All Brown Shoe has been over the 3 years that I've done this show, with 2 hours of some great music and a bit of me in between, just every now and then. That was Blondie to start us off. Anyone who knows anything about this show knows that I like a bit of Beatles, so we're better to start with them. Or, well, to come second, I start off with Blondie, of all people. The Beatles coming up now. And something I don't usually do is play All Brown Shoe, the song, all the way through. I don't think I've ever done it. But now, here it is.
I'm in love with you. I'm so glad you came here on business.
the Beatles there with Get Back, and that was following on from Old Brown Shoe, of course, as you may just have recognised that one if you'd listened to the show before. It is the one that I've appropriated for my theme tune. And yes, that was followed on by Get Back, which was the first ever song played on Old Brown Shoe all the way back in what must have been 2010, I suppose. Yeah, 2010. October 2010. It's been that long. I don't know how you've put up with it all. Anyway, ways to get in touch with the show. I should probably mention that because it's all about interactive, being interactive on this show. And radio in general, I suppose. You can tweet me at richbrown6 is my Twitter handle. I think that's the correct terminology. Elliot should be able to correct me if not. He is fairly keen on the old Twitter. You can Facebook me, or you can, of course, get in touch by the Buzzbox. It's good to see so many names pop in the Buzzbox, especially Jamie Lannister. That one was a treat and a bit of a surprise. Fairly handy on the old Buzzbox is Jamie. And yeah, or you can even text me, especially if you're listening on your phone, because you can listen via the Star app to this show as well as on standrewsradio.com. But now, moving swiftly on, Get Back was one of the songs that I played on the first show. It was the very first show. Another song which I played on the very first edition of Old Brown Shoe was this one by Fleetwood Mac.
How can I, when you won't take it from me?
Fleetwood Mac there with Go Your Own Way, and that is, I think it's fair to say, a bit of a crowd pleaser, judging by the reaction on the Buzzbox anyway from Bic and Khaleesi and Jamie, who roared his approval, as Lannisters are prone to do. But yes, you are listening to Oberon Shoe. This is show number 53, and it is the final one. It is a sad moment, but I'm aiming to go out on a high with possibly the best show I've ever done. In terms of the music played, I mean, I might sort of keep up to standard. We've got some good birthdays and on this day trivia to come. Odd news, not bad. But yeah, it's I think in terms of the music played, there's a bit of Beatles and a bit of other songs that I really, really like. So I would say that it's fairly up to par. Now, Go Your Own Way is one of my favourite songs, and I think it's time for another of my favourite songs. One which had this gentleman up challenging the Beatles at one point. With Back to You, this is Bryan Adams.
I've been down, I've been beat, I've been so tired, I could not speak, I've been so lost, I could not see, I wanted things, but I
And now, from Brian to Billy. Was Billy Ocean there with Red Light Spells Danger, and that followed on from Bryan Adams with Back to You, both fantastic songs that I love to bits. And yes, a reminder of how you can get in touch with the show. There's no Choose It to Lose It this week because democracy's messy, and I don't want anything messy getting in the way of my beautiful show that I have lined up and that we are currently working our way through. But you can get in touch by the Buzzbox or via Facebook, or you can tweet me at Rich Brown 6, or you can text as well if you do so desire. But now we're going to move on to another song, and this one is by, well, we've had Bryan Adams and we've had Billy Ocean way back in the past, one more contemporary artist, and also one from St Andrews, so quite appropriate for today. This is Katie Tunstall with Umanak Song. It looks like that anyway.
Your fire, I'm coming out and I'll tell you the truth. I was trying to raise my roof. Did you see it that I needed to prove that my stinger always stays? You said she's beautiful when she plays. Did I hit you in the proper place? Will I? Yeah.
That was Katie Tunstall there with Umanak Song. I believe it's the name of a town or something like that in Iceland with a long name and lots of U's, M's, N's and Q's. It's one of those. But it's a really good song. And yes, Katie Tunstall, hailing from St. Andrews, seems appropriate to play her on this last show. But now, before I condemn any more of my listeners to death by Shadow Baby, see the buzz box if you're confused, here is Mike Oldfield with a very, very, very lovely song.
Yeah.
Mike Oldfield featuring Maggie O'Reilly with Moonlight Shadow, and what a lovely, lovely song that is. One of my favourites. The guitar bit in the middle where Mike Oldfield does a little solo. Fantastic. Really, really enjoy that one. It's not quite Tubular Bells or In Dulce Jubilo, but it's, well, I suppose it's, I say it's quite lighthearted. The subject matter is quite dark, but for Mike Oldfield, that's really quite a chirpy song. And now, somehow I've been convinced to play this. It was requested on the Facebook page, so here it is, I suppose. I'm not really sure how else to put it. That is the magnificent tune to Baby Park, which was requested by people who like Mario Kart Double Dash, of all things. And I'm going to keep that on in the background. I think you can just about hear that below the sound of my voice, because it makes quite a nice backing track if it doesn't drive you completely baloney. And so, as I'm going to talk about a bit of odd news on the show for a little while, the first piece is, according to a new survey, 1 in 5 Britons have injured themselves in a bathroom. 67% of 1,844 poll respondents said they had suffered bruising due to an accident, while 48% said they had received cuts and 22% had broken a bone, with slipping on a wet floor the most common cause of injury. Not exactly sure how they got to the 1/5 figure, but the message appears to be take care in the bathroom. And the other piece of odd news is from Italy. Italy is 6,000 short of the required number of pizza makers, a report claims. Despite the recession and high unemployment, young Italians appear reluctant to take on the long hours and average pay that are associated with making pizza bases. So immigrants have grabbed a piece of the action. Yeah, see what I did there? Yeah, you should really be used to that by now. And it's largely thanks to them that the 3 billion pizzas eaten by Italians each year are produced. Does that sound familiar? Maybe with this party called UKIP are doing quite well, because apparently people don't like immigrants. But it also appears that they're the ones doing the real work. Well, it seems that Europe is all the same after all. Anyway, I'm now going to move on to another bit of the Beatles now, and this one is another particular favourite of mine, as you'd expect being on this show, and it is called I've Just Seen a Face.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Da-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes I'm falling. And she keeps calling me back again. Face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
The magnificent Beatles there with I've Just Seen a Face, which is off the Help album, and it's becoming one of my favourites, I think it's fair to say, that particular album. And yes, lovely stuff from the Beatles there, brightening up what is a fair to say a dreich day in St Andrews. It's even worse than dreich, it's horrible is the only way to describe it, with rain pouring down, grey, all the lights requiring to be on to actually avoid bumping into things. It's a lovely Scottish day, let's just put it that way. Now, I veered way off track with a little bit of Mario Kart there, and then the Beatles, yeah, love them or hate them, you've got to love them, otherwise I'll do terrible things to you. But anyway, this next song needs no introduction, and I don't think there's any doubt that it's going to be fairly popular. This is the Bee Gees. Magnificent Bee Gees there with the simply superb You Win Again. And yes, as I say, not really needing too much introduction. Such a fantastic, fantastic song. And really, it's just sad that there's not more of the Bee Gees left to keep singing those songs. But anyway, moving from, well, lament to lament, this next song is one of my favourites. It's actually quite an angry song. Surprising as it is to hear that I like songs with a bit of anger in them. Yeah, exactly. This one was described by, I think this was Mark Radcliffe? No, who was it? Simon Mayo, I believe, on Radio 2, because Radio 2 is where I get all of my inspiration from, obviously, with the kind of music that I play and my general presenting style. It's not the most typical student radio show, this one, I think it's fair to say. Yeah, said that he adored this song when they were kind of picking their favourite songs. And when he described it as a lament, I thought, well, this is going to be fun, isn't it? Depressing music isn't... I'm not adverse to it, but, you know, it's not often my favourite. But this song surprised me because it is really rather superb. It's called Roots, and it's by Show of Hands.
Now it's been 25 years or more. I've roamed this land from shore to shore. From Tyne to Tame, our 7 to 10s. From Moor to Vale, from Peak to Fen. Played in cafes and pubs and bars. I've stood in the street with my old guitar. But I'd be richer than all the rest if I had a pound for each request. But Julian Banjo's American Pie, it's enough to make you cry. Rule Britannia or Swing Low are they the only songs the English know? Seed, bud, flower, fruit, they're never gonna grow without their roots. Branch, stem, goes over and the bar is shut. A christening, birthday, wedding or wake, what can we sing until the morning breaks? When the Indian Asians, Afro-Celts, it's in their blood below the belt. They're playing and dancing all night long. So what have they got right that we've got wrong? Seed, bud, flower, fruit, never gonna grow without their roots. Branch, stem, shell, we need a root somewhere. Hell is three folk singers in a pub near Wells. Well, I've got a vision of urban sprawl. It's pubs where no one ever sings at all, and everyone stares at a great big screen. Overpaid soccer stars, prancing kings, Australian soap, American rap, there's three English baseball caps.
Was Show of Hands there with Roots, and you can possibly hear the rain hammering down behind me. It is a beautiful day in St Andrews. But yes, that was a Show of Hands with Roots, which I suppose is a lament about the state of English music, I suppose. But really, it's just about having a bit of a rage. And yeah, I think it's superb. I've grown to love that song. And another two songs that I've grown to love. I played last week on Show 52, this being Show 53. I played two songs by Taylor Swift and The Undertones, saying these are the two songs which very nearly made the final show, but actually were pipped by two songs by those two artists. And so it's come to that moment where I reveal which two songs by Taylor Swift and The Undertones, two fairly different musical styles, I think it's fair to say, but I appear to have grouped them together for the last two shows for whatever reason, otherwise, other than T and U are close to each other in the alphabet. Well, I say close, next to. Something like that. Anyway, let's just ignore my reasoning and get on with playing what are two fantastic songs. My favourite songs by Taylor Swift and The Undertones are these two. You'll hear Teenage Kex in a moment after this one.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room. It's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story.
old brown shoe. That was The Undertones, of course, with Teenage Kicks, and that was following on from You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift, which met a fairly mixed reception. Taylor Swift is a fairly divisive figure. Love or hate are the words coming to mind. But yes, those were the two songs that narrowly saw Teardrops on My Guitar and Get Over You by the respective artists, Taylor and Undertones. And yeah, I think that those songs are kind of brilliant. But now, from The Undertones to something completely different, this is a tune, which holds a fairly special place in the folklore of StAndrewsRadio.com, or at least shows that I've listened to. It was played on the final show of McGee on Air. It was played on the final show of The Real Thing. It comes from Jurassic Park, which is, you know, a fairly alright film, I think it's fair to say. It is a wonderful, wonderful film. Composed by John Williams, and this is fairly magical. This is Jurassic Park main theme.